I'm Kylie Hewson. I'm the Program Development Officer for the AgriFutures Chicken Meat Program. That's a new position. I've been in that role for almost a year. The whole point of that role is to basically identify industry priorities for R&D and then filter that through the program. So really strong focus on the front end, which is all about researchers making sure they understand industry priorities and are actually listening to industry. I've got a big strong focus on improving the diversity of research providers that we have for the program, because I really strongly believe that through that sort of diversity you get so much more value for your research, and you can capitalize on things that your normal researchers who always do your, you know, fundamental work, the sorts of skills that they don't have or haven't developed, and all of these new things, particularly in ag tech. So trying to bring those sorts of things in to help solve old or new problems for the industry. Part of the capacity too is also from really just finding good people to get into the industry. So whether it is we need researchers to fill a gap, or just technical people for the industry, or livestock managers, and how are we going to find these people and develop programs to get them into the industry? Because there's not many people that come into the chicken industry that don't want to stay in the chicken industry. Because you know, it's such a great industry to work for. Absolutely love it. And I love to be able to share that with people. So whenever I find someone new who might have an interest in agriculture, particularly undergraduates, I like to spend a long time just sort of talking to them about chickens and trying to get them to understand the scope and the scale of the industry. And it's very rare that someone isn't actually hooked by that and wants to know more. So, but you know, the flip side to that is I constantly have people in industry coming to me going, do you know anyone who has this skill set, or we're looking for this sort of person, or this person's retiring and we need someone to help with succession planning. So I've already put two or three people in roles just in the last 12 months in industry, and that's worked out really well. A lot of that's just day-to-day talking to people and understanding people of all types. In terms of prioritising R&D, that'll be clearer in the next 12 to 18 months, but to be honest, it's always going to be the same sorts of things, you know, protecting what industry already has through biosecurity and preparedness for disease outbreaks and those sorts of things. That's always going to be a high priority. But also the active things like improving production, reducing feed conversion, access to grains and all those sorts of things. And anything to do with the life of the bird. So if the bird has a quality life, you'll get a quality product. So anything that supports that is always going to be a priority. So the antimicrobial stewardship stuff in the last 18 months has been a big one. It's one of the few opportunities that the industry has had to really tell a positive story. It hasn't, so the chicken meat industry is not only a leader in Australia for stewardship of the use of antimicrobials, it is internationally. So in terms of best practice, it's our standard practice. So going through the process of formalising a stewardship program for the industry really went from being industry asking questions about, okay, what's stewardship, is it going to be something else that we need to do, to going, oh, this is what we do already anyway, it's just putting a new label on it and packaging it all into something that makes sense to everybody else. But it's also helped identify gaps that we can further improve our stewardship, so that's definitely been a highlight. The capacity work is always really good fun, but the other part of it is to the litter. So litter is just such an important part of chicken production. Really all the work that we've been doing on trying to identify better sources of litter, different sources of litter, reuse of litter, you know, the impact on the health, welfare of the birds, and also the environmental impact, so maybe the odour and those sorts of things too, and how to better manage that. Chook Chat Shack was something that Australian Eggs and us over 12 months ago decided we should do. So with Poultry Hub coming on board and the closure of the Poultry CRC, we really saw the need to just consolidate that collaboration we had between the two different main poultry industries. And with PICS coming up, usually we'd all have individual booths, and we were talking about ways for capacity building and improving industry and researcher communication and collaboration, because that's how you get good research. And we both had that same need and same drive, and we thought, well, how about we just go all out and just set up a space at PICS where people can just come and chat and meet and talk about research and poultry and meet new people and understand what Australian Eggs is, what AgriFutures Australia Chicken Meat Program is, and what Poultry Hub is, and how we all work together to get that to happen. And it's been great. It's been really good.